Hi guys, good morning and welcome to Money Wise Tips, and this is the Lauren Answer Show. So ngayon ang sasagutin natin, no, is from Ronel, no? He's isang OFW from Riyadh. So babasahin ko yung sulat niya sa akin, no. So good day to you, sir. I wrote to you, sir, hoping that it can help me a lot to save through investment. I'm interested in investing. When is the right time to invest? Please help me recommending what kind of investment should I enter? UITF, mutual funds, stocks, insurance, or others. I can save from 5,000 to 15,000 per month. However, when enrollment comes or unavoidable situations, I have zero savings in that month. What would be recommended in my case? If ever UITF or mutual fund, what type? By the way, we have 150,000 savings together with my wife and more than 10,000 each for our three daughters. My wife also has store earning about 200 to 300 net income per day, and that we save. Okay, no? So, and by November, sabi niya, of this year, I'll be there in the Philippines for vacation to apply whatever is the best possible investing for us. Okay, so medyo mahaba yung sulat sa atin and tanong, yung mga tanong, no? Madaming tanong si Sir Ronel sa atin. So, first muna, it's good that you have savings, no? And to have a solid financial foundation, no, siguro create ka muna ng emergency fund, and then next is budget. So kailangan na mag-budgeting muna kayo ng asawa mo, no, na alam dapat kung magkano yung kinikita nyo and san yung mga expenses, you know. Sama mo na rin sa budget mo yung savings tsaka investments, no. Since meron ka ng 150,000 na savings, baka sapat na yun for your emergency fund, no? So, paano kukumpitin yung emergency fund? It's 3 to 6 months of your monthly income. So, let's say if you're earning 20,000 a month, no? Example lang, times 6 months, that's 120,000. So, dapat nasa bank yan, time deposit, or any investment vehicle that is readily accessible. So, that's your bank deposit. That's your emergency fund. And next, budgeting, create lang kayo ng listahan ng wife mo na pwedeng ano yung makita na alam mo kung saan yung napupunta or saan yung ang gagastusin nyo for the whole month, no. So that's budgeting. And next, kung gusto mo na talaga mag-invest, no, of course yung sinasabi mo na insurance and everything, healthcare, so dapat meron ka pa rin yan. So that the next step after emergency fund and creating a budget is of course savings. Sabi mo meron ka ng savings, no. So the next step is ano naman, insurance, dapat meron ka somehow protection, no, from life insurance, especially if you have dependents, since sabi mo meron naman, may daughters kayo, so dapat meron kang insurance talaga. Okay, so basic computation of your insurance is 10 times of your annual income. So if you're earning, let's say 20,000 a month, for example lang, again, times 12, that's 240,000. Okay, times 10, that's 2.4 million. So, dapat yun yung coverage mo for your life insurance. Again, may mga affordable insurances. You can message me. I can refer you some. I'm not connected to any insurance company. But again, I'm an advocate of buy term insurance para mas affordable and invest the difference. Okay, so healthcare naman. So, basically, may mga HMO naman dyan. So, I can recommend you. May mga MaxiCare, no? May mga PhilCare, no? Okay. So basically, that's your healthcare and insurance, life insurance, no, health insurance din. Okay? So next is, syempre, mag-invest ka na. Sabi mo, gusto mo nag-invest, no? So, tas sabi mo, minsan, nauubos yung savings mo for that month, no? What I suggest is, auto-deduct, no? Unahin mo muna. Because the normal formula for Filipinos is, they get their income, and then, gastos agad, no? Tapos, wala natitira. Ganun talaga yung common formula ng mga Pilipino, which is, I recommend is for you to deduct mo na agad. Deduct mo na agad yung mga investment and savings mo, no? So, pagdating mo ng pagdating ng income mo, deduct mo na agad, lipat mo na agad sa investment account mo. Okay? So, what are the options for investment account? Again, you can open a mutual fund, no? Ako, I would suggest a mutual fund. So, if you want, or sa stock market, pwede rin, no? So, sa mutual funds, you could go to bit.ly/startmutualfundsnow. So, start mutual fund now, okay? So, check natin yung link, no? Para at least, may free training ako doon about investment, no? So, basically, tinuturo ko doon paano mag-invest sa stock market, paano mag-invest sa mutual fund. Okay? So, basically yon, automate it para at least hindi mo na maramdaman na may savings ka, na nadeduct mo na yung investment mo. So, kahit maubos yung bank account mo, savings account mo for that month, yung budget mo, okay lang. Basta nauna na yung investment mo at saka savings mo. Okay? So, again, bit.ly/startmutualfundnow. Okay? Capital, yung bit.ly/capital S, no? Start mutual fund now. Capital S yon, capital M, capital F sa mutual fund, and now, capital N. Okay? Start mutual fund now. Okay? bit.ly/startmutualfundnow. Okay? So hopefully, nasagot ko yung tanong mo, Sir Ronel, no? And congratulations kasi yung, ano rin, yung wife mo, no? May income din siya. So, I suggest na mag-save din siya, mag-invest din siya, and create a budget kayong mag-asawa kasi you're together, you know, in this goal, in your family's goals, your finances. Dapat pinag-uusapan nyo yan. Okay? So, I hope may natutunan ka, Sir Ronel. I hope nasagot ko yung tanong mo. And again, guys, if you have any questions, just message me in my page, no? Coach Laurent Genicio in my Facebook. And please do share this video and like my page. Thank you and God bless.